This is the podcast that gives you news and views from a Nod Street perspective. This is Nod Street Cast.
Hey, welcome to Nod Street Cast. I'm Joe.
And I'm Josh.
Hey, Josh, how you doing?
What's up, JoJo?
Another week, another dollar. You know?
I know, right? Another week, another dollar.
So time to put the male sex masturbator away and get the show started, right?
I love it.
Right? Anyways.
I love it. Yes. Episode 54.
I know. I was thinking about something here. This is the last episode that we're going to do before the presidential election.
I know. So and almost everybody's voted. I'm really shocked. Yeah. A lot of early voting.
So you're voted. I voted already.
Yep.
So
sure did.
We are good to go.
I know. And one of my friends just voted. And he just sent me his little picture. We have a cute little Georgia peach sticker.
Okay.
In Georgia that you get anywhere. So I put mine on my fridge because I'm a little Georgia peach and more ways than one. So.
See, I voted in my own house with Mill and Bowther. So I don't get a I voted sticker.
That's kind of a process here. So I don't want to hear anybody contest nothing in Georgia because I want to do the mail-in thing and it takes too much time and effort. So it's easier just to go in person. So.
All right. I'm glad you voted there. I'm glad your friend voted as well. And I'm glad we're getting to the point there where we're not going to deal with this much longer there. I mean, I really hope that she wins.
Well, she was 4 miles down the street from me, actually, just Thursday. With Obama and Bruce Springsteen and Tyler Perry.
Well, here's the interesting thing. She was in Texas yesterday with Beyonce.
Then she went to, she was here Thursday. And so everybody knows it is actually, it's Saturday, October 26th, the day we're recording. So this is our last one before the election. But she, Bruce Springsteen was here. It was like they sent out a traffic alert, of course, because I was like 4 miles.
The boss will be interrupting traffic.
Yep. So we had Bruce sang Can't Start the Fire, you know. He sang a couple songs.
No, he didn't sing We Can't Start the Fire.
That's Billy Joe. I'm saying Can't Start a Fire.
Fire
without the
spark.
Yeah, that song. but Tyler Perry, he did an amazing speech. He has done so much for the state of Georgia and the city of Atlanta. And then Harris gave a phenomenal speech. So it was really good. Really, really good.
That's cool.
It was like, and it was quick. It was hour and a half, short to the point. It was right at one of our local high schools that holds like 20,000 folks.
It wasn't a meandering speech. It went on for 3 hours and then they left. It was
short and sweet. You can YouTube it. And it was 1 hour and 30 minutes. So they got straight to the point. Cause I mean, obviously they were in Texas the very next day. So I had to roll out and go keep it moving. So let's keep it moving, my friends. What's up in your neck of the woods?
So anyways, apparently a listener to the last podcast noticed something.
What?
So apparently in the first commercial break, I mean, it's so obviously we record these. And we record them before the actual date of air and I edit them and they go out. But apparently whenever I edit the show, usually our audio is on during the commercial breaks and we talk to each other.
Yeah, we're always chit-chatting, bantering.
I forgot to take the audio out during the first commercial break, apparently.
Oh, God, what did I say?
So here's what you ended up saying. We're going to go ahead here and we're going to take a break.
All righty.
Thank God. And we'll be right back with the news here on the Streetcast after this. I took out the commercial audio so you can't hear it.
Oh, Lord, y'all.
So we can just hear you.
Oh, great. I think the cat's back.
That's what you said. I think the cat's back. That's all you said other than coughing.
That bitch is outside right now as we speak. It's gorgeous in Georgia. It's second summer here, and she is just... She just wants to run outside 24/7, so whatever.
Oh, no, you hear the coughing? Yeah, that was you.
Oh, fun.
You kept playing, apparently. So, yeah. Anyways. But
it was a remix, baby.
Right. Thankfully, we said nothing else during the break, which is kind of weird. Because normally we're chatting Kathy's during the break. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're usually not saying stuff, you know, that's bad or anything there, but it's just kind of like, you know, hey, you're the next story whenever we come back and everything. You know, just basically stuff that, you know, nobody really cares about, you know. But thankfully, we didn't cancel ourselves. That's all I have to say.
I know, right? Right?
Like, that will do these bastards in for a while. Yeah, right?
Yes.
Oh, man, oh, man. Anyways, also, too, you sent me a Halloween card.
Yes. And guess what? This was your first, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
I'm shocked.
So it says on the front there, it says, Halloween wouldn't be complete without a haunted house, a black cat, a gloomy night, and you open it up, and it's a full moon. And it's from Josh and Ebony.
Yes, because hence, go back to the front. Show me the front again. Oh, that's why it said the black cat. Okay. Let me see it again. That's why it says the haunted house, the black cat, the gloomy night, and then it says the full moon. And in case you don't know, inside y'all, when it says a full moon, there's a werewolf with his pants down mooning you. So.
Well, anyways, yeah.
Oh, I'm glad that made your day, friend.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Like I said, it's my first, like you said, it was my first Halloween card that I ever got.
Popped your cherry.
I know. Never had my Halloween
like
cherry.
Like a virgin.
So let me ask you a question here. About Halloween, a lot of people consider this to be gay Christmas.
I love Halloween.
Dress up for it?
Oh my gosh, like every year, but I'm not going to this year because honestly, like people are having parties and stuff. I like to dance. And I said, you know, since my foot's messed up, I don't want to go out if I can't dance. Like for me, the fun in it is going to the club and seeing what everybody else is wearing. And some people go to the extremes. And I mean, they spend like 8-10 hours. They do body painting. And I mean, they go all out. And it's just, that's why I love going out for it. But I just don't want to limp around and not be able to dance. And it's too much walking and Ubering and going from here to there and everywhere. So it's like this year, no, but I'm going to do trick or treat. I have my little wreath. So there's actually, since I'm not in a high rise this year, there's a few kids in the neighborhood from ATL. So shout out to my kids in the neighborhood who aren't listening. I don't know why I said that, but they always come by. There's usually about... I think I had about 20 or 30 last year. So, cause we've got a large complex here. So, I've got my bowl right by the door already. Cause it's this Thursday and, I just got to stop at the Walgreens or somewhere and get some candy and fill it up. So, cause Thursday, I think Thursday 6 to 8, we are trick or treating.
I do dilly shit for Halloween.
Jojo, dress up. I don't dress and get up. Out.
Nope. Never have dressed up ever. So I don't know
it's
why.
It's time for a first. So got your Halloween card. That's a sign.
Get I don't spirit know why. I never managed to do
get
anything.
Get spirit Halloween and get a costume, bitch.
I don't know. It's just always, I like considered it just really not to be much of a holiday, you know?
It is a holiday. It is All Hallows Eve. It is a fabulous holiday. It is the gay holiday. It is fun as... I'll censor my stuff. But anyway, yeah.
I think a lot of it is that I worked, you know, a lot of times there during Halloween there. So just kind of like, I really couldn't treat it like a holiday, you know?
Take the day off.
Well.
And they do stuff on the weekend. There's haunted houses going on. There's plenty of stuff to do. You need to get out.
Anyways, man.
Get you in the spirit. Go to Spirit Halloween. That'll help you get in the spirit.
Yeah, and then they'll be gone. November 1st, yeah.
Whatever, then you just save it and recycle it. I live in a new city every 2 years, so if I have a costume, I can recycle in every city I live in.
Oh, good Lord. Yeah, they'll never knew that
you were Britney Spears last year. And it's always good for some role play, too. Because, hey, you can always be a cop in the bedroom. I love the year I went out as the cop. Oh, my gosh, because I had, like, one of those sticks. Of course, it was, like, rubber. It was plastic. And I'm, like, on the dance floor, and I'm, like, smacking everybody's booty with, like, my stick. And I had these glitter handcuffs, and... Oh my gosh, they ended up taking the stick away from me. Like the bouncer came or whatever and was like, no. Like I was feeling myself, that's for sure. So he came up and was like, no, some negative Nelly had to go complain.
Oh, no.
Some straight girl, of course, up in the gay bar, you know,
yeah.
Acting like a fool with one of her gay besties, acting like a little diva. I guess I turn around and spanked her on the ass with the thing. And I mean, it is like made of plastic. It's like, it could not even hurt anybody. I could beat my cat with it and she wouldn't even like meow. Like, and this bitch went and complained. And then they came out and said I could have it back at the end of the night. So as I'm leaving out the door, man, Joe, his name was Joe. This was in my hometown. And he was like, Josh, don't forget your stick. I was like, okay. And then I walk outside and there's the police department. And I'll never forget that. It was so funny because they were looking at me and I was like looking at them and I had a toy gun and the stick and I had handcuffs that were dangling off my thigh. Oh my God, I was a mess. It was funny.
They're probably laughing at you, right?
I had mace too. It was a fake mace thing, but it had water in it. So uh-huh. I was like spraying it on people too. They took that from me too. So
yeah, I would think they'd probably complain more about that than they would a plastic baton.
Yeah, well, they both ended up getting taken at the end of the night, and then I got them back when I left. So at least they didn't throw me out.
Well, anyways, I guess recently though, also too, you went to a Little Kim's AIDS walk.
Yes, we have an AIDS walk and a 5K run every year in Atlanta, and it got rescheduled due to the Hurricane Helene. Yeah. So and my apartment's finally fixed from all that damage, and
Yeah, how did you guys do with all that there? Was it just basically just all rain?
It was rough, even down the street. I mean, they were taking people out of high rises and rafts, like, and that was here in freaking like downtown Atlanta and Midtown. But I had extensive water damage in my bedroom, but they rescheduled. So I went because I just woke up and was like, oh my gosh, today's the day, you know, like they rescheduled it. And I was like, I want to see Little Kim. So I want to thank Little Kim for all she does for the gay community. And for coming to ATL, I got to see her last year, about a year ago at One Music Fest when she opened up for Miss Jackson. But she put on a hell of a show and I couldn't do the run and the walk because of the foot, you know, but yeah. I did get to go and see Lil' Kim, the Queen Bee, and it was fabulous and I had a fabulous time. So,
well, that's cool.
She does a lot for the gay community. So shout out to Little Kim.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So I'm glad to hear that you had a good time doing that and everything.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You want to rumble with a B, huh? Yeah. I put a hex on your whole family. I was enjoying.
So as we were saying here earlier, there, I guess the election is coming up there. So I guess now basically the candidate in this case here is doing all kinds of weird stuff. So apparently Trump was in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, which is, you know, not far from where I grew up.
I know where that is. Yeah.
And Latrobe, Pennsylvania is the home place of Arnold Palmer, the golf legend. Hey,
I heard this, but I didn't get the full story. So do elaborate. Cause
so anyways,
I heard
there,
somebody mentioned this, but
he's like, ha ha. I should not mention this there, but you know, it's kind of like, golf pros were in the shower with Arnold Palmer, and then when they came out, they were kind of like, wow, that's impressive. Basically, Trump was referring to Arnold Palmer's junk.
Oh my God.
That like, basically Arnold Palmer is hung.
And so like, has he like seen it apparently? Like,
I know, yeah. Basically, he relayed a story about the size of Arnold Palmer's penis.
Oh,
and I'm okay. Like, how the hell does this belong in a rally? And of course, then all the people there are like, ha ha, you know? It's like, you fucking psychopaths, you know? Really, you know? It's like, come on, you know?
And I took a break. Too. Well, I tried to take a break this week because, you know, you remember I watched that town hall and told you how much of a shit show that was when he was conducting the orchestra and doing the YMCA.
Was standing there for your half, state, like an Pete, hour, like just playing music.
39 minutes. Okay, oh, so I was like, I'm gonna take a break, but then he had to go to McDonald's.
Oh yeah, Let's talk about that too.
The internet's, everybody's seen that. I know they have. And every type of meme you could think of. So,
and he's getting shit over that there because I guess number one, they closed the restaurant.
Yeah.
The restaurant wasn't even open.
I saw that. Yeah.
Anybody who went through the drive thru was pre-screened, and it wasn't even like they were ordering stuff. They were just pretty much getting whatever Trump gave them.
They were
them.
Getting free stuff that Trump was giving to them, and they were supporters, and the restaurant was closed, so it was not even open for business.
Yeah. And I forget, it was kind of like, oh, great, now we have a McFillin meal.
I know, I saw that. And then the best one was, is that, well, now there's that E. coli breakout. So, friends, I'm staying clear of Mickey D's right now. But I saw a meme the other day that says everything he touches, something goes, I can't remember. But anyway, they showed a picture of the stock for McDonald's and it's dropped like drastically and it was in the red. Yeah. And then there's Trump holding the fries that we've all seen a million times. And it says everything he touches turns into, I can't remember what it said. But anyway, it was, I was like, they were going crazy with it. So. I'm going to, next time I go to McDonald's just to like mess with my guy, cause they all know me here, but I'm going to stay away cause of the E. coli right now. But, it's so funny, you know, like when I need a quick fix sometimes and the traffic's crazy here, I'll stop at McDonald's or need some Wi-Fi or something real quick. And, but I'm going to say, can I get a McFillin meal?
Right.
I'm going to take a number two, the McFillin meal, you know?
What, small fries?
And a tiny pickle. Small fries and a tiny pickle. That's what it says. Small fries and a tiny pickle. That's what's up. Yeah, man. You got what on a Palmer packing.
But anyways, okay. We're going to go ahead here. Sorry. We're going to take a break. And we'll be back with the news.
Sounds good, JoJo.
Hey there, listener. Did you know about Audible? Audible lets you enjoy all your audio entertainment in one app. You'll always find the best of what you love or something new to discover. Audible offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre, from bestsellers and new releases to celebrity memoirs, mysteries and thrillers, motivation, wellness, business, and more. You'll discover exclusive Audible originals from top celebrities, renowned experts, and exciting new voices in audio. Audible also includes thousands of podcasts from popular favorites to exclusive new series. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month and keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. Members also get full access to a growing selection of included audiobooks, Audible originals, and podcasts. You can download or stream their included titles all you want. The Audible app makes it easy to listen anywhere, anytime, while traveling, working out, walking, doing chores. You decide. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Go to audibletrial.com/NSC. That's audibletrial.com/NSC.
If ensuring speed and security for your sites is really a top priority for you, then search no further than VoxOnyx's shared website hosting plans. They use SSD-powered servers and provide numerous site acceleration tools that make your website's load noticeably faster. Additionally, they deploy ZFS data storage to shield your website contents from corruption. Also, they will manage the task of migrating all the websites you need to their system, absolutely free of cost. Get started now by going to VoxOnyx.com. That's VoxOnyx.com.
Attention gamers, ready to level up your game collection? Discover Gamefly. With Gamefly, rent the hottest new releases and classic favorites for your console or PC. No due dates, no late fees. Play as long as you want and swap when you're ready. Plus, enjoy free shipping both ways. It's the easiest way to game your way. Sign up today at nsc.lgbt/game and get your first month free. Gamefly, your ultimate game library delivered.
Not Straight Radio, 24/7 LGBTQ talk radio, where conversations spark connections, diversity takes center stage. Tune in for insightful dialogues on love, life, the news, and everything in between. Not Straight Radio is your destination for thought-provoking content that resonates with every shade of the rainbow. Not Straight Radio, 24/7 LGBTQ talk radio, because everybody's story deserves to be heard. Visit nsc.lgbt/radio to listen now.
And now it's time for the news. And so, in the first story here, J.D. Vance, yes, he's received a score of 0 on the Human Rights Campaign just released congressional scorecard for the 118th Congress. Go figure. Anyways, the Biden report assesses the record of every member of Congress regarding LGBTQ plus rights and then gives him a score out of 100. Vance's zero score reflects that he did not support HRC's position on any bill related to LGBTQ plus people. It's not a surprise considering Vance recently blamed transgender inclusion for America's declining schools, claiming that teachers no longer have time for basic academic lessons because they're too busy teaching radical ideas about gender. He was also against the Federal Respect for Marriage Act and last year refused to certify U.S. foreign ambassadors because they were anti-LGBTQ enough. He even introduced legislation in the Senate to ban gender-affirming care for trans youth and make it less accessible for trans adults. Vance's willingness to hitch himself to Donald Trump, who spent his first presidential term dismantling LGBTQ plus rights, also indicates that the senator's animosity towards LGBTQ plus people. Other senators with scores of zero include Mitt Romney, Ted Cruz, Lindsey Graham, Josh Hawley, and Marco Rubio. And in the House, Lauren Boebert, Jim Jordan, James Comer, Greg Stube, Dan Bishop, and viciously anti-LGBTQ House Speaker Mike Johnson. Did you notice there's somebody's name who's not in that list there?
Who's?
Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Wow.
You know, she's gone on and she's kept wanting to attack trans kids. She got a score of eight. Yeah.
Why? For what?
For supporting HRC's position on four bills. She voted against four larger spending bills with anti-LGBTQ provisions, although the report doesn't take into account why she voted against those bills. 217 members of Congress received scores of 100, meaning they've been completely dedicated to supporting pro-LGBTQ legislation and defeating anti-LGBTQ bills. So the senators who have 100 is Tammy Baldwin, Bernie Sanders, John Fetterman, Tammy Duckworth, LaPonza Butler. Kristen Siema got a score of 93 because she didn't vote on two bills and did not co-sponsor a bill to straighten anti-discrimination protections and a bill to increase the use of diplomacy to project LGBTQ plus rights worldwide. And in the House, the hundreds, Adam Schiff, Anna Pressley, Jamie Raskin, and Sten Hoyer. So all the out LGBTQ members of the House got scores of 100, and they didn't count George Santos because he was kicked out before his term expired.
So. Sure, yeah. Yeah, he's out.
But anyways, there, it's quite interesting there that one, that Marjorie Taylor Greene didn't get a zero.
I don't know how she got an eight.
I know.
I live in Georgia. Like, I don't understand how that woman got an eight. Like, okay.
Right.
That's and a little shocking. I kind of find it
funny that Lindsey Graham got a zero too, because, you know,
yeah,
he's apparently allegedly gayer than the day is long, you know.
So, I know, right?
Oh, man. But yeah, I figure, you know, it's one of those cases, if you're so anti-LGBTQ that you get a zero there, you're probably gay, you know.
Well, the funny thing I want to say is, being a former teacher, and when is the last time we saw Mr. JD roll up his sleeves? I mean, hell, even Trump tried to work at McDonald's. You got to give him, well, he went for a photo op, but I want to see JD Vance as a former teacher that taught elementary school. I want him to go and teach for one day and follow lesson plans and see how much radicalism is actually being taught, because there is not enough time in a day. To all my former educators out there, we know we're too busy fitting in our ELA, our math, our science, our social studies, our health, everything under the sun. Then there's assemblies, there's fun, there's all kinds of stuff, you know, recess, lunch, ain't no time. Like, he walk into a classroom and just observe for one day, dude, for real. Like, don't speak on it until you lived it, you know. Like, has he ever been a teacher?
The thing is, I think that all they want to do is just scare their base into thinking there that, you know.
I'll believe it when I see a picture of him up to a smart board in front of a classroom in an inner city school with 24 kids and see him teach in second or third grade. And then let's let him speak to this issue that he thinks is so, like, radical. So,
He just absolutely amazes me there how, you know,
I don't like that man.
Anti-LGBT they can be there, and it basically seems to be, you know, they're basically pandering to their base is what it boils down to.
Anything to get a vote.
Yeah, exactly. But anyways, here, yeah, our second story is about Abercrombie and Fitch.
I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch. I date her if I had one wish, but she's been gone since that summer. Since that summer.
All right, that song, sorry. I forget. But anyways,
LFO. It was a one-hit wonder. I did it at karaoke one time with my friends. And before I forget, I forgot to say at the beginning, one of our friends that you got to meet when you were down here, Chris. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying your last name, but if you're listening, Christopher, we want to wish you a happy 26th birthday.
Yes, happy birthday.
Sorry, I forgot to do it in the opening. But anyway, let's get back on track. Happy birthday, Chris. I'll see you in a bit. The former CEO of clothing company Abercrombie & Fitch has been arrested on sex trafficking charges. Mike Jeffries, 80, his partner Matthew Smith, and their associate James Jacobson were indicted Tuesday morning by a federal grand jury in the Eastern District of New York on over a dozen counts related to sex trafficking between December 2008 and March of 2015. The three are accused of recruiting aspiring male models and coercing them into performing sex acts to further their careers. Jeffries and his associates would allegedly bring them in, who did express their desires to become models for Abercrombie and Fitch, to sex parties where the men would be given drugs, alcohol, and Viagra, and then made them perform the acts. Jeffries and Smith are due to appear in federal court in the Southern District of Florida, while Jacobson appears in the Western District of Wisconsin. All three will be arraigned in the Eastern District of New York at a later date. The court will give a press conference with further information. One of Jeffries' attorneys, Brian Bieber, told NBC News, "We will respond in detail to these allegations after the indictment is unsealed and when appropriate, but plan to do so in the courthouse and not the media." Jeffries' arrest comes 1 year after Abercrombie & Fitch announced it would be hiring an independent law firm to investigate allegations against him and Smith, revealed in a report by the BBC claiming that the pair sexually exploited young men during Jeffries' time as CEO. The brand has claimed the current company leadership was not previously aware of the allegations.
Have you ever seen Mike Jeffries?
Yes.
A little creepy looking, right?
Yes. And you can watch, there is that documentary on Netflix about the whole Abercrombie. If you look, I watched it on Netflix because the Abercrombie was everything when I was in high school. Like,
yeah,
I mean, just the aroma of walking in, and it was talking about how they would only hire the pretty people. And, you know, it was like, and you were forced to wear their clothes. They didn't even give them to you. Like, it really went behind the scenes, but they've got a new CEO now. Standing
outside the stores and everything. Yeah.
I was trying to turn things around. I can't see how the current CEO was not aware of these allegations. I mean, there, that Netflix documentary has been out for a minute now. Like, it's been like a good year or two, maybe three. And
did you wear a lot of that stuff as well?
Oh, I did. Yes. Okay. Oh, absolutely, honey. I had to be the cool kid in high school. You weren't in the in crowd if you didn't wear Abercrombie and Fitch, honey. Okay. Hell no. Now, okay, you guys know I'm a little bit younger than Joe, but yeah. And I mean, even I remember, like, my senior year of high school, 17 magazine came to highlight all the fashion at my high school because we were the largest high school in the state. The graduating class had over 1,700 people.
What are the country bumpkins in West Virginia wearing? Let's find out.
We were not country bumpkins. We were in Charleston, which is not the country. 17magazine.com. To rural America. Do not trash my state, Joe.
Sorry.
Asshole. But anyway, he's such a dick, y'all. As if he's much better off in Pittsburgh.
Sometimes I am. Uh-huh. But
anyway.
People in PA can make fun of the people in West Virginia. So, yeah.
I don't know why, because it's still considered Appalachia.
Western, but we're not PA in West Virginia, so
Google it. It's still Appalachian, whatever. Anyway, But they came and like, you can even, I still have that issue. And like one of the, they highlighted all the diverse fashion that we had throughout the city of Charleston. And like, I remember like there was two or three pictures that people were wearing Abercrombie, you know, cause it was so popular at the time. And everybody had the cologne. We wore the underwear. We wore the hoodies. We wore the shirts. But then I remember West Virginians don't like Abercrombie. And because they came out with a shirt that said it's all relative or something in West Virginia, a bunch of people fired back and said, no, honey, that's Kentucky. You got it backwards. You can't marry your cousins in West Virginia, but you can in Kentucky. So that really, let's just say, West Virginia turned their back on them a long time ago, but a lot of other folks have too. It had its moment, you know. My generation, of course, will always remember it, but it's not as popular as it was. I mean, it's just it's kind of fading, to be honest.
The only person I can think of who wore Abercrombie and Fitch was my old roommate, you know. But it was just kind of like, I mean, I never wore it because I never quite fit into it there. I'm not going to say I'm skinny, but I'm not gonna say I'm fat either, you know.
Well, and they didn't tailor to big folk. That was another issue, because they said, you know, I mean, you had to be skinny and like really trim to fit, because like, I mean, their sizes were small, like even like if you were small, like they ran small and they weren't making stuff for they didn't want big folk wearing their stuff. Like,
I think I bought one Abercrombie Fitch shirt, and I think I wore it like three times maybe.
I had a it was tight full, honey,
you know. So
I was wearing the boxes the whole 9 yards. We had it all, my sister and me both.
Well, when you weigh 98 pounds, yeah, it's pretty easy to fit into.
I probably did weigh 98 pounds back
then. It's pretty easy to fit into that shit, you know. So there you go.
I could rock it. I'll have to dig up a picture. Maybe you can throw it on the website. I'll have to go through my G drop sometimes to find me a picture where I'm
You'll never send me the picture. You'll never end up on the website. So don't look for it, folks. Yeah.
Oh, whatever. I'm a proof of
let you forget after the show what he even said. So don't worry about it.
I got a pen in my hand. I'm writing it down right now.
No, you won't send it to me. Don't worry about it. Anyways.
I'm going to find it. Just to prove him wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. If he does send it there, I'll put it in a blog post. Anyways.
I'm going to get to digging later.
So anyways, we're going to go ahead there. We're going to take another break, and we'll be right back to Not Straight Cast after this.
Looking for your next great find? At 2nd and Charles, discover a road of treasures. Books, vinyl records, video games, and more. Whether you're into the latest bestsellers or nostalgic classics, 2nd and Charles has got you covered. Visit nsc.lgbt/Charles to check out their online selection. That's nsc.lgbt/CHARLES.
Craving a sound check that celebrates you? Tune in to LGBTQ Radio, playing your favorite not straight music. From pop anthems to indie beats, LGBTQ Radio plays the hits that cater to our community. Stream your favorite artists and discover new tracks, so keep you dancing all day and night. No talk, all tunes, LGBTQ Radio, where every beat is a celebration of you. Listen now at LGBTQRadio.com.
Couplet is passionate about specialty coffee. Queer woman owned and built for everyone, Couplet was created to make great coffee more fun and approachable. They skip the pretentious tasting notes and gatekeeping and get right to the good part. Ridiculously delicious coffee you can prepare however the f*** you like. Shop online at nsc.lgbt/coffee. That's nsc.lgbt/COFFEE.
Celebrate Pride every day with Pride Check, where you can wear your pride loud and proud. Discover a vibrant collection of LGBTQ plus apparel, accessories, and home decor that let you show your true colors. From rainbow flags to inclusive tees, we've got everything you need to express yourself. Plus, a portion of every purchase supports LGBTQ plus charities. Shop with pride and make a difference. Visit nsc.lgbt/pride and find your new favorite way to shine.
Welcome back to Not Straight Cast. So I guess during the commercial break there, you're trying to get your cat inside and it wasn't happening, huh?
Don't ever. She just wants to stay outside. It's gorgeous, but I'm like getting ready to go to my friend's dinner, you know? And I'm like, look, yeah, girl, like, I'm out of here soon. So she's going to just be stuck outside. I'll come home. She'll be all whiny and nasty and be sitting on the welcome mat. I'll be like, whatever. Get over yourself.
Like, where's my food?
I just fed her already. That's why she ran off. I should have waited.
So anyways, continuing on here with the show. Okay. So, you know, obviously during the last, you know, anyways, yeah, basically Roe versus Wade got overturned. You know that, right?
Yes.
So caused a crisis in abortion care across the country. The LGBTQ community and its allies are terrified that something similar could happen to marriage equality. Many conservative figures have set their eyes on Obergefell versus Hodges, that the landmark ruling legalizing marriage equality nationwide may very well be on the chopping block, especially with Justice Clarence Thomas saying that it warrants a second look. So states across the country are now scrambling to get marriage equality measures on the ballot during this election here, so that in the event that Obergefell is overturned, they have some additional protections. In the upcoming election, there are three ballot measures relating to marriage equality. There's California Proposition 3, which is a measure designed to repeal the famed Proposition 8, you know, which was the anti-gay ballot measure from 2008. Prop 8 stated that marriage was a union strictly between a man and a woman and was controversial even at the time it was passed. Prop 8 was deemed illegal by the Supreme Court in 2013, however, it remains in the California Constitution. If Obergefell is overturned, the California's Constitution would prohibit gay marriage. The text of Proposition 3, as it appears in the ballot, is a yes vote on the measure, means that language in the California Constitution would be updated to match who can currently marry. There'd be no change in who can marry. And a no vote in the measure means that the language of the California Constitution would not be changed. There'd be no change in who can marry. So basically, I guess we're going ahead, basically trying to get it updated. There is the actual reflect what's currently going on.
Yeah.
There's also Colorado Amendment J. It's a ballot measure to seeks to remove a section from the Colorado Constitution that it prohibits marriage equality. The section reads, only a union of one man and one woman shall be valid or recognized as a marriage in the state. And so in this case here, the yes vote supports removing the provision and the no vote opposed to removing the provision. Basically, though, gotcha, in this case, yeah, then Amendment J does not add anything to their constitution. So basically, it would make marriage more ambiguous, you know. So, and then finally, there's Hawaii question one there. You would think there, it was kind of surprising that Hawaii's on the ballot here, considering they're the first people who legalized marriage equality.
Right. Yeah.
So people were going and getting married in Hawaii. Nice place to get married at, right? Anyways, so basically, in 1998, there was a provision in the state constitution that prohibits same-sex marriage. Same-sex marriage, though, was legalized in 2013, as we were just talking about.
Right.
However, if the Supreme Court manages to overturn marriage equality there, the provision could put the existing law in jeopardy. Basically, question one adds nothing to the constitution, rather it only proposes the removal of harmful language. The yes vote supports removing a provision of the constitution that states that the legislature shall have the power to reserve marriage to opposite sex couples. And the no vote, obviously, there, it's in the case opposed to removing that there. So,
interesting. Yeah.
All in all, it's just kind of surprising that marriage equality is back on the ballot again.
Yeah, because that was Hawaii. What was the other one? There was Hawaii, California, and
Colorado.
Colorado, sorry. Yes. Interesting. Well, it's still federal. And so, I mean, they have to recognize it federally, but it is interesting that these states, you know.
But I mean, it's actually kind of surprising that this is on the ballot there, but it's kind of like, you know, people are obviously very worried.
Yeah.
And
this is interesting. I didn't, cause I learn a lot of stuff from JoJo, cause he's the political one. I'm more pop culture, but yeah, like I didn't even know about this. So kind of intrigued by all this one, by these three. So
I was reading an article there recently about how like LGBT equality just seems to be taking a big step backwards.
Yes.
Lately, you know?
Yeah,
with all like the DEI initiatives and everything there,
and Toyota, and
Toyota, Ford.
Ford. Yeah, I couldn't think of the other one. I knew Toyota was a big one.
Tractor Supply Company there. Yeah, there were other ones there too. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
But it's all because all these conservatives there are kind of like, you know, raising a fuss there, and it's kind of like these companies are kind of like, fine, let's bow down to them, you know. Harley Davidson, I think, was another one. Yeah.
Yes, it was. Very true. Yep.
But yeah, it's just, I don't know, you know.
We'll have to stay updated on this one, Joe, because this one has me intrigued. So like after the election, you know, like we need to make sure we revisit this one to see what the people ultimately voted for in these three, you know, so.
Right. I think it's really a case where it's just kind of like, you know, I think in some ways it's kind of like, what's the point of doing this podcast here? But then I realized it's kind of like, you know.
No, it's very
important. Reason we do this here is more now than ever. It's kind of like, you know, I mean, if everything was all hunky-dory, maybe we wouldn't have to have a reason for this podcast here. But yeah,
if there was true equality in the country, we would not need a not straight cast, for real, you know, like,
right,
just saying. But hey, it lets us have fun together and report the news together, so
it's still fun to do. Yeah, we figure out something else to do,
and we'd figure out something else to do.
Yeah. So the last story is yours, and it's a bit of schadenfreude.
The last story is mine, and it's one that I've previously reported on. Actually, wasn't it the last episode?
I think so.
I believe it was the last episode.
Or the episode before that. I don't know.
Yeah, it was one of the last two. I don't know. But anyway, let me go ahead and get started. This one's always intriguing to me, too. So anyway, here we go. Melania Trump's new memoir, appropriately titled Melania, is on track to being the dud pretty much everyone expected it to be. Joe, I'm trying to be serious, but I knew this was going to happen. All right. The sales figures have begun trickling in, and according to Circana BookScan, the ex-former Lady of the United States book, which dropped October 8th, sold a total of, get this, 85,000 copies during its first week.
Oh, no.
For comparison purposes, so let's do a little comparison here, y'all. Becoming, the first book that Michelle Obama published after leaving the White House, sold 1.4 million copies during its first week. So that is 1.3 million more than Melania.
Well, yeah.
It didn't even sell 100,000 copies. Like, I'm in publishing. Those figures are really bad.
Right.
But after debuting at number one on the New York Times bestseller list, Melania was quickly knocked from the top spot by Bob Woodward's War and then Lisa Marie Presley's posthumous memoir, From Here to the Great Unknown. And unlike most bestsellers, there is no audio version of Melania available for reasons unknown.
I am not wearing my big...
Donald? However, for the last month or so, the former First Lady of the United States has been posting 60-second little snippets of herself to social media, reading passages from the book, and in between posts, promoting her latest line of Christmas ornaments and $600 gold freedom necklaces. I can't wait to buy this.
I wonder where she got that idea from, huh?
I know. I can't wait to buy this for everybody in my family for Christmas. I mean, it's only $600.
Only $600.
Only. Recently, Mrs. Trump began plugging the collector's edition. So, Melania, we have a collector's edition now, which sells for, get this, $250 on her website and includes bonus photos taken by the former First Lady of the United States herself, like the one she snapped on her phone from the window of Air Force One en route to China.
This is for my big...
Oh my gosh. Reviews for Melania have been mostly negative, which nearly all critics saying the same thing, that despite promising to offer an intimate portrait of a woman who has lived an extraordinary life, the book reveals almost nothing about the 54-year-old and, in fact, makes her come across as superficial and unknowable as she has always appeared to be.
Right.
Aside from one short
sit-down interview. I think you would have to be, you know, completely out of it there to be her, right?
Yeah, like I just, yeah, it's, I mean, it's she didn't even get like her point across, and you know she probably didn't write it. So I mean, come on now, like. Aside from one short sit-down interview with Fox News with some posts on social media, Melania has done zero press for the book, which, big no-no, which she claims to have poured her heart and soul into.
My book.
CNN reported earlier in the month that her publisher, Skyhorse Publishing, demanded $250,000 and signed an NDA in exchange for an interview with Mrs. Trump, which the network declined. The publisher later said the demand was made by mistake and blamed the whole thing on an unfortunate internal miscommunication.
Basically, yeah, this book is bombing, you know, and you
know, honey, we're gonna blame everybody else. Sell 100,000 copies.
Oh, good Lord.
Nobody wants to read it. Nobody, I just like her jacket. Nobody cares.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Exactly.
Sorry.
Yeah, but her book is failing. And,
well, yeah. I ain't buying no collector's edition and I can't afford the $600, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. They always selling something stupid, like whatever.
And, you know,
like, but I people said, buy exactly, it. People buy it.
Where did she get that idea from, huh?
I know, right?
Right?
I still want my sneakers.
Your gold-plated sneakers.
That's okay. I'll stick to the Jordans. And but Chuck anyways, Taylors. Go ahead, Joe. Sorry.
I mean, anyways, yeah. Guess what time it is, Josh?
What? Already?
It's time for our memento conclusion.
Okay.
Brought to you by Trump's high top sneakers. Only $9,999. Buy now.
Collector's edition.
TrumpHighTopSneakers.com.
They're autographed.
Anyways, in our memento conclusion today, Tucker Carlson, the disgraced Fox News host, went on Megyn Kelly's podcast and Megyn Kelly's show and accused Democrats without evidence to keep him Vice President Kamala Harris's running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, from coming out. You're giving me that look.
Okay, like, sorry.
What the hell?
We're going to have to start doing this video because my face says a lot.
Is that right?
Like, tell you, we'll go ahead and do a video podcast next time. Like,
so Carlson and Kelly's conversation focused on Walz after Kelly played a video from Monday's campaign event in Green Bay, Wisconsin, while Walz appeared alongside Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer and Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers. During the rally, Walz, known for his high-energy style, was seen gesturing enthusiastically as he spoke. It was the footage that Carlson and Kelly seized upon, using the governor's animated hand movements as fodder for insinuations about his sexuality. Carlson, who stopped just short of directly claiming that Walz is gay, used the governor's behavior to suggest that the Democratic Party was hiding something. He said, "Come on, I mean, come on. I'm just trying to control myself because I don't want to be mean, and also I don't want to say things I can't prove, but let's be real. I'm never going to take another lecture about gay rights from these people like, oh, you hate gays and you keep them all in the closet or whatever." Stops with the lecture about this stuff. So Carlson went on to then accuse Democrats of being disingenuous in their support for LGBTQ rights, complaining that if Democrats are genuinely supportive, we'll also be free to come out. Then he contradicted himself. "I really think that people's private lives can be private if they want them to be private." I mean, so come on, you know, have it one way or the other, you know.
They're crazy.
He's like, "I really believe in privacy." Yeah, but, you know, it's like, if you wanted to be, if you wanted to be private and not come out there, give him that right there, you know.
Oh, Lord.
Anyways, our spokesman for the Harris-Walz campaign did not respond to a request for comment for obvious reasons.
Yes.
Carlson's remarks continue a right-wing obsession with LGBTQ people recently. In an appearance on the We Can Do Hard Things podcast, Walz criticized the GOP's reliance on transphobic rhetoric. Trump's campaign has been spending millions to fuel fear and division, and particularly with this anti-trans ads in the final stretch before the election. And speaking of the election, if you haven't voted yet,
vote
or vote on election day.
Yes. Go now.
So, well, if you can do it early, then do it.
But yeah, I know. Yeah, so, day, not yeah. everybody. Yeah, but I mean, especially if you in my neck of the woods, please vote, because it is like, oh my gosh, it's such a battleground state. Your state's a battleground state. Like, please vote, because, oh my gosh, and the anti-trans ads have been nonstop here, because I told you just the other day, Joe, you know, I was seeing all the Harris ads, but now Trump's really, just this last week or two, he's spending more money here in the ATL, so he went to Duluth too, but that's not really in, it's outside of Atlanta. Like, come on, actually,
we're talking about Atlanta. Duluth, Atlanta, or like,
yeah,
we're about
you know, Georgia, kind of right? Like, you know how Trump always acts like he goes somewhere, but he goes like really like 20-30 minutes outside the city. Okay. He don't really go there, you know. But anyway, I keep seeing this anti-trans ads, so please vote, because oh my gosh, especially for us gay folk, I'm not even gonna go. I could just go on and on and on and on and on.
Right, but we're here all day long.
Vote, please, just vote for equality.
Yes, I mean, there's an obvious choice in this election there, and we've obviously made our choices there.
And we cannot
make the right choice as well.
Back.
There's no going back, right?
No.
So, anyways, there. It's been a great show, Josh.
Yes, definitely. Always a pleasure, Joe. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely there. So thank you for listening to the Not Straight Cast, and email us at feedback@notstraightcast.com, or you can go on to our website and record a voice message at nsc.lgbt/VM. And if you want to visit all our websites, you can visit notstraightworld.com. And until next time, have a not straight one.